Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Split the meat in half and shove the meat in my mouth.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Take the meat, split it in half, and shove it in my mouth. Then split the bun in half and then shove the bun in my mouth.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Get the hell out of here, Justin Roiland. Y'all are fake. You're frauds. You've always going to be frauds. And your schedule cowardice proves it. Get the hell out of here. King Kong my ass. Get out.
All right, so it's a Monday. It's nice to be back. Pretty much, you take 2 days off, like my third and fourth days of the entire year, and everything, like nothing, like the house got burned down, something happened, college football is crazy, we'll get to that. Strieble's still not here today, I don't know where he's at today, he has assured me he's back at it tomorrow. The mystery today of James Strieble will be something that we can talk about the next 3 hours, and Jack Grossman is back at the station.
Hello, ladies.
And made the open to the show all about him, directly 100% about him, which made me smile. It was a nice welcome back here on The Take. It's ESPN 680 1057 437 9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. I don't know if Diener's listening, but here's some great pub. You ready for this, Jack? I'm at the old home studio, and one reason why, I was talking to the fine people at Carlin Roofing and Sheet Metal, and so they have now parked their stuff outside my home studio window, and the roof gonna be torn up tomorrow, so that is going to be happening tomorrow, just so everyone would know. So there we go. So 437-9680, an eventful weekend, and we are busy. College football expansion, realignment I should say, not expansion, realignment, and Team USA loses. We'll talk with Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News about both of those things. Our good friend Mike DeCourcy will join us today at 4 o'clock. Rob Cassidy of Rivals.com will join us at 4:45, kind of wrapping up the Peach Jam. He has some thoughts as well. Texted earlier with him about realignment. He's their national college basketball recruiting guy and everything else, so we'll talk with him at 4:45. And then our guy Jason Anderson. How about that? We'll get Anderson in here and how they're talking about all of this. He's obviously in Big 12 country, then Missouri, the SEC, and the relationships there and everything else. Jackie boy, how was the weekend, brother? Everything good?
Oh, it was good. It was a pretty relaxing weekend for the most part. It was nice.
Okay. You pretty much had the weekend off. You were able to sit back, play your video games.
Yeah, did a lot of that.
I had a lot of video games.
Helped a buddy move, so that was... an adventure. That was good. It worked out well.
And you did not go to the Reds game to boo the Reds and the Cardinals, right?
I was scheduled to go, but then my buddy that I was supposed to go with got sick.
Got sick. Okay. Yeah. It's so very sad. It really is. It's just that producer chair. It made Mitch's life miserable, and now it's making your life miserable as well. So that's what we got today, and I want your text at 437-9680. It came out, what was it, Wednesday? That we talked about all of this was going to be happening, and then I needed to take Thursday and Friday off, and I take 2 days off, and in those 2 days, I mean, good God, what has happened since last week? As today, obviously, the grant of rights, Texas and Oklahoma, they're gone to the SEC, and you know what's crazy about all of this? And Grossman, you were off on what was it? What day were you off? I can't remember.
Thursday.
You're off Thursday. If I'm not mistaken, right? You're off Thursday. But on Friday, you got to talk like a bunch, I would imagine, with Biscuit and Ethan, right? They let you dominate the mic.
Oh, yeah.
So
absolutely.
You could get, some things off your off your chest. Well, there are a number of things here, okay? As all of this has happened, there are a number of things that, like, really interest me. But you guys probably talked about him on Thursday and Friday. But just the fact, if I can for a second, just the fact that you have Texas, okay? I mean, first of all, the fact that the Big 12 may just disintegrate, and it's going to have to. They're not going to hold on for 4 years or whatever it may be. By the way, I just looked down at my iPad. I have a tweet from Lachlan McLean. So, Jack, if you could find that, we may need to bring that to air here at some point. But just the hilarity that all of this was going on, that my man Sankey, my man Greg Sankey, is so damn cold-blooded, okay, that this man pushes for expansion to get 12 teams in the playoff, okay? And he even uses dangling, we may even give Coastal Carolina, and we may give you, Cincinnati, a chance. A chance. And everyone's, this is great. Everyone's, this is fantastic. The college football playoff is expanding. All the while, he knows that you don't know that, bro, I got Oklahoma and Texas in the bag. And it doesn't matter what Missouri thinks. And it doesn't matter what Texas A&M thinks, if they even need to know. And they'll find out. Man, that's Greg Sankey. And the theories are out there. We're going to play some sound here in a little bit from Pete Thamel. I'm going to play that next segment talking about in one of the ramifications here. And to be quite honest, I mean, there are some direct ramifications. I mean, listen, I mean, Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC, and I know this has been talked about, I'm sure, by every Louisville show. It's not a good thing for Kentucky football. It's not a good thing. Me and Ennis were talking about it around the office. Louisville and Kentucky, the greatest thing they do sometimes is the hatred between each other. Because right now, yeah, I can swing it to you this way. Kentucky, is it good? You add Oklahoma or Texas, and that takes away from maybe a Mississippi State once in a while. It takes away from maybe a Vanderbilt or a South Carolina or maybe Missouri, whatever it may be. And that's supposed to be that. Well, now you get Oklahoma. And those few games, how big of a deal is it if you're a 7-win Kentucky team? And so I want to talk about that. Pete Thamel thinks the SEC is going to be playing 10 games sooner rather than later in the conference. That is out there. I definitely want to talk about that. What does that mean for the Governor's Cup? But I tell you, I sat back and the 2 days I was gone, Jack, I'm like, damn, Monday's show's going to be a lot different than I thought. I mean, are we going to, you know, we're going to talk to Rob Cassidy about Jalen Dern, you know, having double doubles at the Peach Jam in night 13 and 14, which is a snoozer probably. And now we get a big time realignment, ACC. Here's what I would say off the top about the ACC. And God, there's like 100 bullet points I could go through with all this nonsense over the last several days. The ACC if I'm an ACC fan today, I demand, if I'm, like, I'm a Louisville fan today, I demand the ACC. First of all, Jim Phillips knew, right? Did you guys talk about that, Jack, at all on Thursday or Friday? Jim Phillips, I mean, he had to know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, did you guys talk about that, though? When he comes out, it's like, oh, yeah, we need to be better. I mean, did he not know? I don't know. He just said we need to be 24-7 football, and like 48 hours after that, everything changed. Every single thing. So it could have been just ironic. Bob Bowlesby said, what, 7-8 days ago, the conference expansion or realignment wasn't happening. What happened? Now, the Big 12 has eroded.
Yeah, well, that's
has
him just being completely in the dark, right?
Well, it is, but I think for me, in the Big Ten, I'm sure views it this way. This is a chance for the ACC, and I use them because, no offense, Grossman, we'll get to Indiana at some point with Louisville, to fortify the ACC, to make it better. While there is going to be a clear whining, your microphone, buddy, while there's going to be a lot around the SEC, it doesn't mean that the ACC cannot get better. Now, the theory that is out there with all of this, the theory that is out there is that the SEC is going to pretty much, and I've heard this like 5 different times today, so this has become now a talking point. And it's, well, the SEC is going to turn itself into the best thing that's not pro football. And then you've heard this, Jack, everything else that's not SEC is just going to be considered some sort of lower level football. And that goes to what? Ohio State, if Michigan were good, Wisconsin, Penn State, Clemson, right? Miami's over there, Florida yep. State. I mean,
USC in the Pac-12?
Yeah, USC, Oregon, which has been obviously a powerhouse at times. And we can list, obviously Boise State, Notre Dame, and we can list all the stuff out there. But that is an interesting marketing ploy that has now worked its way into the mainstream. And I just wonder how that gets out there. So I wonder. Want to get to that Governor's Cup? What does it mean? Being aggressive. If I'm the ACC here, being aggressive. Greg Sankey. There's a bunch to talk about. So, what did you guys talk about on Friday, Jack?
We talked a lot about that. Where does the ACC go from here? What schools should the ACC add? There was a lot of discussion about that. I pushed back against the notion that West Virginia is just the slam dunk savior of the conference.
Who thinks that?
Well, I exaggerate a little bit, but I mean, like there's just this thought process of, well, the ACC should just automatically go out and get West Virginia. And I just don't really see what West Virginia actually brings, because
by the way, Jack, I don't want this is no offense. You're going to take offense to this. I don't want to know what you were getting ready to say. I don't want to be That's mean fair. To you when I say that, because you were getting ready to give me your, how many times have you given your West Virginia take
would've
on
been
the air?
Would have been the second.
This would have been only the second time. Okay, well, that's not bad. You didn't do Sunday morning hangover on Sunday. Jason Entz,
yeah, Entz was in.
What do you think about Entz doing that show?
I think he's getting it. He's doing good. I mean, he got some mixtape clips. So
oh, did he
good.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he cut? I saw
there's some there MAGA Currens.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you guys went right there. Is that what you really?
Yes.
MAGA Currens. That really? Yeah. That's on the sound sheet. He's not lying. He is not lying.
There's two of them, and there's some Phil and Kern drops. There's some good drops.
Texas says, can you
say, I appreciate the help, Entz.
Get swipe Jason Entz on the show. You can say the word swiped. Texas says, is Strebel unpacking his mother-in-law today? I do believe that's what's happening today. It's mother-in-law unpacking day. Texas says, the Reds and Votto are making Mitch's life miserable, LOL. Did you guys happen to see Mitch's pathetic quote last night?
Yep.
They won one game over
happy
the Reds,
flight.
Right? He got happy flight back. Dude, what kind of a gas bag thing is that? He's everything that he act like he hated here. Is he not?
He is.
What kind of a vomit worthy? You just got beat 3 out of 4. You still allowed, what was it, 6 runs to the Reds yesterday.
Who are playing without their best player.
Yeah, it's 10-6, but you win. I mean, come on. I mean, how gas baggish is that? We got to crush him.
Absolutely. I mean, what's he doing? You're playing a bad team. You're desperate. St. Louis needs to do something
big. All right, here we go.
And they're losing 2 out of 3 to the Reds?
No, they lost 3 out of 4.
3 out of 4, even worse.
Yes, three out of four.
I mean, what are you doing?
Texas says Twitter poll, is Jason Entz, quote, getting it? Texas says, is Entz a producer now? Texas says, we laughed about A&M being left out of the loop. I mean, yeah, that's fine. You guys can laugh at Texas A&M. That's fine. They're still getting all that money, but I can understand why they would be clubbed over the head. Here's what I don't know. Should we play this sound now or an early break? What do you think we should do? An early quick break and then come back? Because I have Pete Thamel's sound. I have it queued up on my phone. Does that worry you, Grossman, at all?
I was wondering how we were going to play that because I think, now I got the sound computer working again.
I think I need the audience. Did Grossman lie here? You ready for this? Did Jack Grossman lie? I texted him. Did you hear Pete Thamel talk about 10 SEC games, which is something I want to get into, okay? And I go, do you subscribe to their podcast? And Grossman says, I listen to it some, but don't subscribe to it.
I don't subscribe to any podcast. I just search for it and listen to it.
Yeah, but what is your definition of like you listen to it some? Because I contend you don't. Like you don't listen. Like you've listened to it maybe one time. Like for some, like Tom Allen. Yeah, is it Tim Allen or Tom Allen?
I think qualifies like a couple times a month.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That's more than I thought. That's more than I thought. Well, let's do that. Quick break on the other end. I want to dive into things that really matter, though, around here. What does this mean for the ACC? What does it mean for U of L? What does it mean for the ACC? What does it mean for Kentucky and the SEC? And also, besides this Pete Thamel sound, the shocking realization that we're not talking about the thing that we care more than anything, and that's basketball. So we'll do that next. 437-9680. Mike DeCourcy at 4 o'clock. We got you to 6 o'clock here on The Take on this Monday.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, bum bleep ACC and then gloats about beating Virginia Tech. Which is it, round daddy?
We just own the ACC, so they're bums. We own a bum conference. We can't get beat by that bum conference. That's what I think about that.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Jack, you missed Big Guy. I missed Big Rig. We haven't talked to Streamer much at all. I've had limited text. He did crawl out a little bit over the last day or two. He's been following some of the happenings around the area. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Reminder, coming up on Thursday, 7 o'clock, we'll have the NBA draft on all stations. We'll have that here on 680, 105.7, and over on 93.9 The Ville. And then coming up tonight, what is it, Reds and Cubs, 735?
Yep.
How about that? There you go. Little Reds Cubs tonight. I assume you're consuming all of that, Jack Grossman,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It is the last homestand before the Cubs sell everyone off, so it is the last time to watch everyone I have enjoyed.
That's a great point. Oh, that's fantastic. Okay, so Jack, we have to clear something up on the air right now. You know where I'm going to go
with this,
okay? This is content, but it has to be. Me and Jack are not on the same wavelength. We got to call Grossman out on this one.
Yes, for sure.
Okay? And I didn't allude to it, but at the beginning of the show, there was Mark Blankenbaker sound of him screaming about Justin Rowland of Cats Illustrated. Now, people who are not on Twitter every second of the day, they need to be caught up on what's going on, okay? But anyway, there is great Blankenbaker sound, and I didn't know if it was just recorded or if it was from a live show. I just moved on, right?
Right.
But that sound is actually, we have like a minute or a minute and a half.
Yes.
Blankenbaker wanted to be on this show so bad, okay? So bad. His 3 hours of rhetoric and then probably at least a couple days with Diener and another day with Ennis. Like, he's got 3-4 more days of radio here, but he wanted to make sure he could be so ridiculous that he makes this show, which, of course, the whores that we are, starved for content, we don't mind accepting any of that free content. But you played some of it, and then it just went on. But I didn't know that we had 90 seconds of it, and you didn't tell me. And you, now, it is on our sound sheet, but I just saw Blankenbaker UK rant. I mean, how many different times do you think
in
this many of years have I seen Blankenbaker UK rant? I mean, girl, UK basketball rant, Calipari rant, Vince Mel rant, doesn't matter. I've seen it a million times on the sound sheet. So I missed it, okay? Because here's what's going on behind the scenes. And we have a lot of things that we're juggling here, okay? We have a horrific tweet, an hour ago, an hour and a half ago or so, by Justin Rowland of Cats Illustrated. But he is roping people in, and our guy Mark Ennis is one of them, and there's no doubt Blank is one of them. So Blankenbaker was in the office screaming, because I need to read the tweet, and then I need to play some sound for you, but then you also have sound of Blankenbaker screaming. Do you understand, Jack, what's going on right now?
Yes, I do.
We have a lot happening right now. So here is the tweet. Justin Rowland. Two of them. One of them 4 hours ago. Strong case would be made for ending the Governor's Cup. Many other rivalries already gone. Really no benefit with this round of expansion. Schedule will always feature big names and tough opponents. And you are now basically in the NFL minor league system. Again, this is the new era of SEC elitism that's going to be out there. I don't know why. I don't understand the sell job of they're the closest thing that's not the NFL. They were before Texas and Oklahoma. Haven't we bent the knee? Isn't that right, Grossman? Haven't we bent the knee to the SEC enough? But that's the beauty of them. They're going to rub our noses in the SEC. That's exactly what they're going to do. So anyway, so he tweeted that out. Then an hour ago, just listen to Pete Famel say he sees a 10-game SEC schedule coming. If that happens, this becomes a real question, talking about the Governor's Cup. Now, I don't think I think it's actually a good topic. And I talked to Grossman earlier today that we kind of feel like it's the topic today, is it not? Potentially. Not whether you want to play or not, but the future of this game, the ACC would for sure go to 9 games. For sure. At least that, okay? They would go to 9 games. That's been talked anyway. Now you add all of this in, that would be not only a possibility, but a probability. And then on top of it, you would have the SEC steamroll through 9 and maybe go 10. Now, have you heard the sound that Justin Rowland has got everyone worked up about?
Because I have not heard it yet.
Ennis is going at him, and Biscuit's going at him, and Blank's going at him. Let me play the Thamel sound, and then I'll play for you the Blankenbaker sound. Is that fair? Does that sound like a good idea? Okay, so I'm playing this from my phone. This is on the College Football Inquirer podcast. Pete Famel's on it. Dan Wetzel's on it. Our guy Pat Forty is, who's, by the way, I mean, I got to try to trade some DMs with Pat Forty, see what it's like there in Tokyo. But they did this podcast, and here is, listen closely, here is Pete Famel, okay, talking about the SEC, what that schedule could look like.
exactly. They just like wrote them out of the script from this point on. One more mundane football point that I think is going to be really interesting here, and talk about the homogeny that we're starting to see. And I haven't dug in on this with SEC folks yet because I'm a little more worried about macro before we go micro. But Nick Saban is in favor of playing more conference games. You know, every year, like back when this used to be a big offseason story, league games, we're playing nine, says David Shaw. But Saban has always said, I want to play more. Well, that matters. Scott Strickland has really led a vocal campaign to play more Power Five games, basically to get rid of it. Because I think some of these SEC schools have seen like their home schedules kind of be like, okay, if we're playing a neutral site or whatever, the home schedules aren't very good. So there's been a groundswell from the SEC, from some important voices. Greg Byrne's spoken out on that too at Alabama, to play more league games. So I'm just doing some math here, but you don't go to 16 and add Oklahoma and Texas and only play 8 league games. I mean, look at in college basketball, everybody's at 20 league games now. I really think that we're going to see, this is projection, it's my own projection, not through sources, that we're going to see 10 league games in the SEC. They're basically going to fashion this as the premiere of college football, and then everything else is everything else. That's how I see this happening. Yeah, like this is college football, and they're going to brand it as like, if you don't go to the SEC, you're not playing college football. And the fact that they have, you know, starting, I think, 24 exclusive ESPN coverage. You know, you remember what happened to your beloved National Hockey League when they weren't on ESPN.
All right, so there's Pete Hamill. What's your reaction to that, Jack?
Well, one, it's very SEC elitism, but at its finest there at the end of, oh, well, if you're not in the SEC, you're not really playing college football.
It's just great, isn't it?
It just means more. But I think, though, the biggest question I get out of it goes straight to games like the Governor's Cup from a rivalry aspect, and games on a national aspect of how do you judge who's a better team in the playoff if you're playing 10 conference games and two cupcakes.
That's the point here. So here is the, and 437-9680. So here's what's going on here. When people say, why is it bad for Kentucky, right? Because that's been one of the discussions. Why would Kentucky vote yes for this? And then you find out how many more millions of dollars that they're going to make, and who knows ultimately what those numbers will be. That's why they're going to do it. Yep. I mean, college athletics, listen, they take a team, some team that is physically not anywhere close to an Alabama. Kentucky's got, probably two of them coming into Kroger Field this year. That you have these teams that just get absolutely blasted. Their players are being absolutely blasted in these games. Their bodies are being beaten up, but the school makes a lot of money. So this thought process that we're willing in sports to do so much that I have been surprised by the amount of people, Mike DeCourcy's one of them, that don't understand, but are questioning why the power. Someone in the powerful position of the SEC or Greg Sankey would give that up, would give that away, would take less money when you're coming across, when you're coming out of not only a pandemic, but the only pivot for SEC elitism, which absolutely exists, is just to fully go in with it's the NFL, there's us, and then there's college football. And of course they'll do that. And of course Dabo and others will scoff at it, will laugh at it, and will, you know, that will be a talking point as we go forward. Now, what does it mean for Kentucky? It's Mark Stoops' nightmare. But as far as playing Louisville, like here's where I don't even say I mean, of course, I don't agree with Justin Rowland. I think every single Kentucky fan that I know wants to play Louisville. Now, they feel like they're going to be in the position of power. There is no doubt that the Chesty Kentucky fan on the football side in this rivalry, okay, is something to watch. Kentucky fans right now are more chesty and confident about this year's football game than they are the basketball game. I truly believe that. That doesn't mean they're not confident or chesty on the basketball side. And Grossman, don't let me forget, we got to get to this Blankenbaker sound. I just want to get some of the, out there if I can. But every Kentucky fan I know, and I don't mean that like 9 out of 10. I mean 10 out of 10 want to play the game. And the response is, well, you have nothing to gain. Since when has Mark Stoops ever cared about what's to gain in the non-con schedule? Mark Stoops, in the non-conference schedule, it is about racking up 4 wins so he can get to 6, so he can get to 7, whatever the nature of that season, team is, to have a successful year. That's all that it is. Kentucky football doesn't try to do anything else in the non-conference schedule other than rack up wins. And you may say, well, the Louisville game. Kentucky fans are so chesty, I don't know why they would walk away from a game that they just feel much better than. It would be going out on top. It would. It would be unbelievable to walk away when you are as chesty as humanly possible. How many games, Jack, and I don't expect you to know off the top of your head, did Cal win over Patino? Like, what was the final tally?
Wasn't it 8-3?
Is that what it was?
It was something like that.
Yeah, no, it was something like that.
That might be his overall record.
Well, yeah, like if Kentucky won, what, 4 or 5 in a row, let's say. I honestly can't remember, and I should. It'd be like Kentucky fans, just walking away. Wow, we beat you 3 times in a row. We'll just walk away. We're so meek. We're just gonna walk away from it. Kentucky fans want the game. Louisville fans want the game. And whichever side, if it did come down, I mean, listen, Kentucky would have 2 games. If they played 10 SEC games, you would have 2 games. Okay? Just come out and say we want to play New Mexico State and St. Bonaventure. Like, that's fine. Just go ahead and say it if it gets to that. And we are a long way from that. But the thought process, listen, the SEC is not walking away, and ESPN, from any of this money. Have you noticed? They're not walking away. I mean, 10 games is absolutely on the schedule, and and it's got to be a nightmare for Mark Stoops. It does. I mean, that is... But hey, that's being in the SEC. Kentucky football is going to find themselves that's going to be in this elitist league, which it's always been, and there's going to be no pivot for Mark Stoops. You're going to get your New Mexico State and whatever, but you're going to have to, listen, you're going to have to be drug along on this. I mean, Grossman, that's the first thing that stuck out for me. I'm like, if they go to 10 games, I mean, Mark Stoops, you can't really complain about it. You can't really complain. He will, but you can't really complain about it.
It's not a good look to complain about it.
No, especially when it's what people want. You can't brag on it and then say, well, we have to play so many games, that's why we're not winning. So
that's exactly what he's going to do.
That's
what he did last year.
All right, so before this Blankenbaker sound, what was your stat of the day? Go ahead.
All right, so when was the last time that Kentucky played a non-conference game against a Power 5 team that wasn't either a bowl game or against Louisville?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I have no idea.
Take a guess. Humor me.
I don't know, 2007.
That's pretty close. 2005, Indiana. Okay.
That was the last time. You knew it had to be Indiana.
Yep, of course.
Yeah. I was going to go with 2003, 2007 or 3, so I was right. I was all around it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. I like that. All right, so what do we have with Blankenbaker sound? Because he was screaming in the office.
Yeah, so at about 2:30, he comes over and he just saw the Justin Rowland.
Kentucky fans disagree with that. Kentucky fans want to play the game. Kentucky fans are confident and chesty and cocky about the game, right?
Right.
I mean, so, they may, especially while Satterfield's there. I think the fear is that Louisville goes out if Sat doesn't work out, and that's a different story. But we got a lot of football to play before any of that happens.
So Mark is absolutely fuming. Like, you can see the smoke coming out of his ears, and his face is bright red. And he goes, I got to record something for Sweeney and Strebel. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. He goes, can we do that right now? I'm like, yes, please, while it's fresh, absolutely. So we went over to the 939 studio, and he gave me just 1 minute and 30 seconds worth of love, of beauty, of gold.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, my God. I wish James was going to be here today, because here's the thing, okay? All this conference expansion talk with the SEC, and I see the Justin Rowland tweet. Okay, this might end the Governor's Cup, the 10-game schedule. Oh, my God, Mark Stoops and King Kong and all the chest beating that they've done. Oh, we're King Kong. We're the Packers. We're unbeatable. And the bums that are all. Oh, you mean we're going to have to play 10 games? Oh, my God. Maybe we're going to have to lose Louisiana Monroe or Louisville or New Mexico. What are we going to do? Let's play Louisiana Monroe and New Mexico State. We couldn't possibly not play Chattanooga. We'll have to drop the Louisville series, right? Because the Governor's Cup is what's going to keep Kentucky down. It's going to be the Governor's Cup. But I thought they were supposed to be the Chicago Bears. I thought Kentucky was all of a sudden supposed to be King Kong. What happened to King Kong? King Kong don't care about Louisville. I thought you all were somebody. Y'all are nothing. Y'all are weak. Y'all are yellow-bellied sissies trying to play some crap-ass schedule. Get the hell out of here, Justin Rowland. Y'all are fake. You're frauds. You've always going to be frauds. And your schedule cowardice proves it. Get the hell out of here. King Kong my ass. Get out.
I would put that on a t-shirt. King Kong my ass.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of agree with the premise of what he's saying. I agree with the premise of what he's saying. Rowland is just getting you guys all riled up. That's all he's doing. Oh, no. Every Kentucky fan wants to play the game, especially now. Oh, goodness. Texas says 9 SEC games is much more realistic. By the way, Pete Famel did tweet out like 8 minutes ago, Grossman, pretty much what we're talking about that. I think that is now starting to pick up some steam around here. Texas says, Andy, I know this sounds like an SEC elite take, but I've always believed Louisville needs a UK game more than UK does. I feel like UK and the rivalry has helped them grow. I don't think anymore. I think there's certainly different times in this series, many years, where Louisville needed the game. I don't feel that way, and I don't feel that way anymore, which worries me for the game. The game worries me with the conference stuff going on. There's no doubt about it. Now, the other
Y'all
thing.
Y'all are yellow-bellied sissies trying to play some crap-ass schedule.
Texas says Blank's trying to get replayed on KSR again.
Probably.
Texas says Jay Billis is talking SEC-ACC merger. I could get with that. Here's the thing that's surprising me, Jack, and I don't know how much you guys talked about this when I was out. Why are we not talking more in here about the basketball side of this? Right?
Well, like, no one outside of this area cares about the basketball side.
Hang on. I agree with that. So, okay, so pause that thought. Listen, everyone knows what you're saying is true. But what I'm saying is, we already know that, Jack. We already know that. We understand, okay, that there is, I mean, the niche here is that we are college basketball. I mean, I'm having a guest today from Rivals.com at 4:45 to talk about a guy right now who's a junior in high school named Jalen Duren, who's not going to go to Kentucky, but the coaches still think that he might. Like, I don't know what's going on there. And that is not a forced conversation. That is a valid conversation. And so I understand when people say, well, it's very niche, college basketball. Yes, understandable. And we are the niche to all of this. Where I'm like, people are snubbing their nose at like the ACC going after like Kansas. I'm like, Kansas would be awesome basketball in the ACC. People are like, well, the Big Ten can't do that. The Big Ten's got to worry about football. I'm like, listen, guys, the SEC elitism, what they're doing, that's how it's going to be marketed and viewed. But there are still some, like, do I sound weak saying this, Grossman? There's still ways, if you're the ACC in the Big Ten, to grow the brands that are around their programs, right? I mean, what's one more crappy football program if you're the Big Ten? You got number, right? I mean, am I wrong?
I think if you're the Big Ten, I think the issue is, though, the last time you did expansion, you added Rutgers and Maryland, who are both absolutely atrocious.
But you know that Kansas has an awesome basketball program.
Yes, and I absolutely want and would absolutely love to see Kansas in either the ACC or the Big Ten. But you go back to what Jim Phillips said a week ago about how the ACC is football first now.
It's too late. Listen, this is what I'm saying. This is the crux of the entire point, is that I am, like, if you're these other conferences, you can still get a lot better, and you can navigate and get these. Listen, they're not going to do away with the college football playoff where the SEC is going to play themselves. Listen, that might happen, okay? I might be naive when I'm saying this, but I still feel like the 12-team college football playoff that was orchestrated by Greg Sankey and others, because he is a snake, and I love him, and I think I love him, even though he is a serpent. Like, he is. Greg Sankey is a serpent Sankey.
So he's moved on from Stanky.
No,
now he's Serpent Stanky.
No, he ain't Stanky. He's dominating. He's dominating everybody. What were we talking about? I can't even remember now. What the hell were we talking about? I don't understand. Like, you're not going to be left out on the football side. The SEC is going to have more teams. We know how their teams are now going to be evaluated. They've always been evaluated like that. They always have the most draft picks. They always have the most viewers. They always have the primetime games. They're the people that get drafted. I'm giving in a little bit. Let the SEC have how badass they are. We get it. I'm not arguing how great the SEC and how it's going to be portrayed by ESPN 24/7. That's fine. What I'm saying is there is still a ton of value that is out there, a ton of money to be made. You're going to be in the same college, in the same football and basketball championships. You're not going to stop playing each other. In the second round of the tournament, you could have, I don't know. You could have Arkansas and Louisville. You could have, Kentucky and Duke. I don't know. You understand what I'm saying, right? If we go beyond that, understandable, we can have that conversation, but everyone's out here mocking Kansas football. I'm like, they do have Kansas basketball. There's a bunch of value there. As much as I don't like Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, there is a bunch of value there. We can argue about West Virginia. We can argue about how much value is there, but there's value there. I mean, that's not something that you're just going to toss aside. And so I think aggression. If I'm a Louisville fan today, I'm wanting this. Like, Jim Phillips, you just got this job. Now go make something happen. You need to acquire teams. You need to up your deal. You need to get more money. You need to get going as well. Everyone can say, well, it's football 24/7. I get it. I understand what's going on there. But there is some value that is out there. Is that the main one people point to? Because Kansas football is so bad.
Yeah,
I mean, it's so bad.
It's so bad. It's the worst Power 5 program right now.
Like, Oklahoma State's
good. They're fine. I mean, they'll win 8-9 games.
Don't do that. It's fine. Well, that's all we talk about. 8-9 games. Imagine if we just had Louisville get picked 6th in the Atlantic, Jack.
That is true. People,
Blake and Baker would stab you for 9 games. He would shank you in the neck. Nine wins? What, don't just brush that off. Oh, it's just a nine and three win season.
Indiana's only done that three times ever.
They just got Cade Cunningham. You know, you're just dismissing these things. Like, what do? They go was it the round of 32 or Sweet 16?
They got upset in the round of 32 by Oregon State.
Well, I mean, again, Louisville hasn't won a tournament game in, what is it, 5 years? 2017. Kentucky won 9 games last year. You get the hell out of here with this. You get out of here with that elitism.
I think the one.
I'm the Big Ten. Take Kansas. You already got a bunch of crappy football teams.
I'm a basketball guy.
All you care about is Ohio State and football anyway. If Michigan were good, right? Like that's all you care about. You saw it last year. Everything was about Ohio State getting to that national title game. That's what everything was about, is for them to try to win the national title, right? And Indiana's a huge part of that.
Yes.
They're a huge part of that. Like, let's go. I know it's got to be about football. I get it. Hey, if I'm the ACC and you think you can add West Virginia and Oklahoma State, that adds a ton of value. And we can have the conversations, what it does for Louisville. I don't know if Louisville fans care about the West Virginia discussion. I'm not interested. I would imagine that's something you guys did last week.
Yes.
Quite a bit of. But go ahead.
What about Baylor? Because Baylor, obviously, on the basketball side, just won a title. They seem to be set up to be a power for a while now. And on the football side, they've had good teams in the last decade. They won a Heisman with Robert Griffin.
What am I supposed to think? Yeah. So you're all about Baylor.
I'm saying if I'm having to take one of these leftover Big 12 teams, I would rather have Baylor than Oklahoma State.
I would rather have Oklahoma State. That oil money. That oil money.
There's more oil money in Texas than there is in freaking Stillwater, Oklahoma.
No, isn't that the guy who T. Boone Pickens, wasn't he the he passed away though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. So there goes the oil money.
Never mind. I'm with you now. Texas says your boy Ence is being clowned by Pence on Twitter. Is that Mike Pence or Dalton Pence? Do we have any idea?
Yes. As in, it's probably one of them.
Well, thank you for that. It adds nothing to the conversation. Like, I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't want to have the normal conversations. I'm just surprised instead of, here's what I feel like. I feel like there's a number of people, and I get it, on the ACC football side that are, or just the ACC side, because you just came off ACC Media Days. Right? And you're getting ready for the season. Like, that is the focus now as we head into August, that there's this group of ACC people that I don't know if upset, frustrated, whatever it may be, towards the SEC. And what I'm trying to tell you is their elitism is always going to be there. But on the basketball side, I mean, I don't know. If you keep the Big 12 around and you add some teams there, add Houston, Kelvin Sampson. Again, I'm talking about basketball. I'm talking about the thing that they don't care anywhere else but here, North Carolina, and a few other places. I understand. I am preaching to the minority here. I get it. But, man, there's some awesome value out there. I mean, imagine adding Kansas to you. I mean, Kentucky already does pretty much. But adding Kansas to the mix. Oklahoma State, I mean, I think they're going to have a tournament-level team, right? You would agree with that. And then the SEC.
Yes. I mean, Mike Boynton. I think he's good.
Yeah, and then you add to the SEC. I mean, Chris Beard versus John Calipari, Kentucky and Texas. I mean, they're going to have to play once a year. I mean, Oklahoma has been –
Yeah, Porter Moser now there.
Yeah, I mean they've been way more than respectable. I mean they made a Final Four. What was it? 4 years ago,
2016,
5 years ago. Yeah, with that team. So it's not like they're a bunch of scrubs either. I think I would put them in as their tournament team. It makes the SEC a better one. We care about that. That's why I want as Kentucky fans. And I haven't sensed this, but I don't truly know. Like if the whole narrative has been, why would Kentucky fans say yes to this? And I understand that, because on the football side it ain't a good thing. But my point would be, they care more about basketball by far the interest level for UK basketball and UK football ain't even close, okay? And that's with the football team giving you hope, you would imagine, in this offseason. But the basketball side, the chance to add, Texas and Oklahoma, it raises that chance. I mean, I don't think Texas's first year, Texas and Rupp Arena, come on. And by the way, it's going to happen. It's going to happen next year. Yeah, this season everyone will play, will be happy, and then it will move over, and we'll have Texas and Oklahoma there. We all know that's going to be the case. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll read some of your texts. We'll wrap things up. Mike DeCourcy coming up at 4 o'clock. Rob Cassidy going to join us. We'll talk some Peach Jam and some Jalen Duren with him at about 4:45, and Jason Anderson joins us in the 5 o'clock hour to talk about all this expansion stuff, Governor's Cup stuff, and much more. 437-9680, it's The Take on this Monday.
Are you looking for your next opportunity in the workforce? Look no further. UPS Jobs Kentucky is now hiring at upsjobsky.com. Right now, we are offering up to $18.50 an hour. You may even be eligible for a program that helps you graduate college completely debt-free and could also include a $325 a month living allowance paid directly to you. Follow us at UPS Jobs Kentucky and apply today at upsjobsky.com.
There's nothing more important than a child's health. That's why Body Armor Sports Drink is proud to partner with Walmart and Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, raising funds for 156 children hospitals across the U.S. Children's hospitals are on the front lines when it comes to protecting the health of our future generations. But they are not alone. Please join Body Armor Sports Drink to support the cause. Together, when we change kids' health, we change the future. Go to ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org to donate and learn more. That's ChildrensMiracleNetworkHospitals.org.
GE Appliances is hiring full-time for all shifts. Join our manufacturing team and make up to $660 per week. Apply today at MakeItAtThePark.com. Make a difference. Make it at GE Appliance Park.
Head over to the GE Appliances Podcast Center on ESPNLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's giving an L's up on his morning run. He's got the shirt off. He's glistening. Look at Satterfield. Who's living better than Satterfield right now?
If I had pecs like those and abs, better believe it. I'd be shirtless right now.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
So we're back here on this Monday. A couple different reminders. Miss any of the show, any of our shows, or this show, The Take on ESPN 680. Check out the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. A couple different reminders as well. Reds and Cubs tonight right here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Tyler Mountain Waters coverage begins at 7:35. And then coming up on Wednesday, Lou City back in action on the road at Sporting KC2. 7:45 pregame, 8 o'clock kickoff there in KC. You can hear it on all ESPN Louisville stations. We have a little NBA draft coming your way. 7 o'clock, you heard the promo there on Thursday. Mike DeCourcy will join us in about 5 minutes or so. We'll have a summer games update coming up in a few minutes as well. 437-9680 if you want to get in. I want to put this up as a poll question. Does it feel like everyone is rooting against Texas? Does it not? Like, can you imagine what made me think of that? It was something I was going to talk about, but that rejoin was when Satterfield was out running. This is like several months ago. May have been a year ago. Satterfield's out running. He's got the shirt off. He's got the selfie, no visor on. He runs with no visor or hat, seemingly, and he pops an L's up. And that was what that sound from Strebel is from. And it made me think, with the L's up and the L's down, it made me think just the unbelievable nature of the horns down that's going to go through the SEC. Like, do you feel that way? You know, there's athletes or teams that you're like, we're going to be all in mean and ugly to this team. The Miami Heat had it in their first year, did they not? Who else would fit that mold, Jack? Maybe the Warriors for a year, especially what the couple years with Kevin Durant. They might have fit that. I don't know if you want to say it's unlikable, because I mean, Steve Sarkisian's fine with me. I don't really know. You know, give me the starting 22 for Texas football right now. Like, I legit have no idea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe LeBron, like, when he's in Miami?
No, that's what I said. Yeah, sorry, were you on the phone with Mike?
No, Blaine Baker was asking me what you thought about the sound.
Well, what do you think? Yeah. We love the sound,
I told him it was great,
Blaine.
Yeah.
What do you think? We love and adore those sorts of things. But everyone is against Texas football. Like, just because their fans or their administration, like, that's the most fascinating thing, is Texas having to be the bully to being compliant. I have no idea how that's going to work. None. I am absolutely stunned, if you will, if Texas is going to be able to hold their tongue like that. And no, in the SEC, horns down, is not going to be some damn penalty. It's not going to be some foul or taunting nonsense, whether it be football or basketball. It's horns down. Take it like a man. Louisville basketball lost a couple years ago in Rupp Arena. Nick Richards and Emmanuel Quicklin, everybody else is tossing L's down. You know what you do? You take it like a man. You don't complain about it. Take your damn horns down. Oh, my goodness. What do we have, 2 minutes to the Olympic update?
Yes, we have 1 minute and 15 seconds.
I have John Bowl approaching crackheads on my TV. Tonight after the Olympics, John Bowl chases crackheads around so that there's a promotion for Johnny B. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, let's go. I mean, you're walking in. If you go in weak to the SEC and you're Texas – and you go in all week whining about the horns down, man, you're going to get mocked, and you're going to get mocked by everyone. And what I am super interested in is if other schools, like if Auburn gives a social media high five, if you will, to Ole Miss if they both beat Texas in a particular season, right? Because Missouri got a little bit of that, but Missouri went and they won the East twice, and it was down, but they went and they won. And now A&M has respect. A&M, but it took those teams a few years. Now, Missouri, that's a whole different discussion. 15 seconds we have until Olympic update. And then on the other end, Mike DeCourcy will join us. We'll talk Team USA with him. He's got some hot takes on realignment, NBA draft, and much more. Here's an update via Westwood One.